The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Isaiah 11:14. What is happening right now? I will take vengeance on Edom, that is Esau, that's Gaza, by the hand of my people Israel. And they will deal with Edom in accordance with my anger and my wrath. They will know my vengeance, declares the sovereign Lord. Isaiah 11:14. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will subdue Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. That's exactly what is happening there now. Go to Zephaniah 2:4. Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied, and Ekron uprooted. This is exactly what is happening right now.
This scripture
is exactly what is happening right
now.
It's exactly what is happening
right now.
And you know, like I said in the morning podcast, anytime you are praying, you are being faithful to God. You are doing everything. And the enemy's attack escalates. You know what that means? That means that God wants to completely eliminate the enemy. So he will arouse the enemy to take an action. Did you hear yesterday? I said that today we'll continue with communion. Did you hear or you didn't hear? So you are sitting there, you didn't hear. I see. When the congregation heard, you didn't hear. So you see, sometimes the enemy will, God will arouse the enemy to take a step that will bring out his anger. That will bring out his vengeance. That is exactly what is happening now. In Gaza. What did God say to Pharaoh? He said, I hardened your heart. I
see me primuakuma.
To demonstrate to you my power. After Pharaoh had allowed the Israelites to leave, because God wanted to finish Pharaoh and his army. After they were gone, God aroused him again to go after them. And that was hot. That aroused his anger to crush Pharaoh and his enemies forever. Child of God, get this. Anytime you are praying more, you are doing something, and then the attack is increasing. It simply means that God wants to completely nullify the power behind the situation. What is happening right now? It is a covenant that is fighting for Israel.
Israel.
The covenant God made with Abraham. That is what is fighting for Israel. Covenant speaks. Covenant speaks.
Apam ekasa.
Even though they don't believe in Jesus. Even though they are the second atheist country in the world after France.
Now in France before when you grow when in your media war as is.
You see, the reason why we should when you understand God, you will lie flat on the floor and worship Him. Because God is a covenant-keeping God. Once He has entered into covenant with you, He will ensure that He is faithful to the side of His covenant. Even when you become unfaithful, He will still be faithful. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. And the covenant is the cap. The evidence of the covenant is this cap, is the communion. Jesus gave out His life for us so that our faith in Him puts us in the position of sons and daughters of God. And this is the covenant that defends us. This is the covenant that fights for us. This is the covenant that protects us. That is why we are lifting the cup to arouse, to awaken the four spirits of heaven. And the four spirits, they are either called spirits or angels or powers of heaven. Yesterday we saw it in Zechariah chapter 6 from verse 5. The angel answered me, these are the four spirits. These are the four spirits. Some verses say winds. Some say powers. Some say angels. These are the four spirits of heaven going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. These angels, they stand in the presence of the Lord. And they were being sent out. The one with the black horses is going towards the north country. Black simply means death. That means that that horse is going to cause death. Where it goes, it is going to cause death. Death comes by warfare. So the one with the black horses is going toward the north country. It is going to cause war in the north. Not northern Ghana or north of any country. It's just north. No one will go and say, I've prophesied war in the north.
No.
The one with the white horses towards the west. White means victory. The one with the dappled horses towards the south. Dappled means famine.
Brown.
Seven. When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. Why were they straining? They were struggling to go. They were struggling before because there were powers, there were demons trying to resist them. Look, if Angel Gabriel could be detained for 21 days, if Angel Gabriel could be detained for 21 days, then you know the battles that goes on in the realms of the spirit. They were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said, go throughout the earth. So they went throughout the earth. Then he called to me, look, those going towards the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north. They have given my spirit rest in the land of the north. They've given my spirit rest in the land of the north. So these four spirits are four angels. They are angels that execute judgment. Some of these things have actually happened historically.
Now we be a simple abacosemon.
Some are also awaiting to happen during the tribulation.
And I mean so El Chense Ebesi Emra sa or how no bebano.
Go to Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Beloved, never miss the rapture. Because those who miss the rapture, after the rapture, even the air we breathe will be measured. Today you are breathing freely. You know how much this oxygen is cost in 37
years.
How much is oxygen? My mother was on oxygen for about a month or. How much I paid?
Though.
1 hour is 20 cedis. Oxygen. 1 hour is 20 cedis. So how many hours have you been breathing now?
Please,
I say how many hours have you been breathing?
Today.
How many hours? Calculate. 20 cities times 24. 480 cities. So every day the oxygen you are breathing is 480. Jesus of Nazareth. Only one day is 480. So how old are you? Multiply 480.
Now, that, when you hear say,
times your age, here, you multiply 480 times your age.
And pray.
Eh? Multiply 480 times your age times 360.
No.
A mathematician is
no,
here.
Mathematician. The 360 is a year now. So your age is the years. So.
It's what? 365
is your
so multiply 480 times 365 times your age.
365 is a year.
Somebody, you have your mobile phone. There is a calculator on it. That somebody should just calculate it.
So
you give it to me.
1 year is that 365? Yes.
Times your age. If you are 20 years, times 20. Hey, you see, so when they say, come and pay tight, come and give offering, we think, look at this, free of charge, after the rapture, Revelation chapter 7 verse 1, after the rapture, these four angels, they are going to stand at the four corners of the earth to block the wind, the air, to block it. After the rapture, those who miss the rapture,
the
air you breathe, it will be measured. People will be breathing
like this. Sometimes
when you are going to collapse, then it will come small to keep you. It's not, don't miss the rapture. Tell to the person by you and tell them, don't miss the rapture.
I see.
What will happen after the rapture? You have no idea. But you see, these are the angels of judgment. There is a way to engage them. Even before the rapture, there is a way to engage them. We engage them through the covenant. We engage them through the covenant. So tonight we are lifting the cup to arouse the four spirits or angels or powers of the heavens into action against the enemy. Again, we are engaging the covenant. This cup is the covenant. Covenant speech. I say covenant speech.
Apam kasa.
When you go to Genesis 26. Genesis 26. What made Isaac prosper? What made Isaac prosper in the land of famine?
And then Isaac.
Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all this land and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all this land. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed." Now verse 5. That's where the thing is. "Because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions." 6. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Amen. It's okay.
Amen.
"Because Abraham obeyed me."
Abraham, amen.
Because God entered into covenant with Abraham.
Yamini Abraham, Abrahamu.
We too, we have Jesus Christ.
Yes, we have Jesus Christ.
Who came down to do the will of the Father. Who came to give his life for us. So you see, even though we are also the seed of Abraham spiritually, we are also the seed of Jesus Christ. So we have two covenants speaking and fighting for us. The reason why Israel will win every battle right now, they are fighting in three fronts. Lebanon is also firing. Hezbollah is also firing. Hamas. Firing. So three. Is there any nation that can survive? No matter how powerful you are. When you are confronted all round. But do you know what is protecting them? Is a covenant. Is the covenant. The mystery of the nation Israel is covenant. Anytime you are going to fight somebody, Find out the covenant that is supporting the person. Please, any time you are going to fight somebody, find out the altar and the covenant that is backing the person. Find out, oh. If you don't find out, and you just rise up,
now sorry, keke.
You are going to fight the person.
You'll
be sorry. Because altar and covenant, God respects covenant. Every altar, every covenant has a voice. It speaks and it fights. It is a covenant that is fighting for
Israel.
There is no way anyone can win that battle. But because they are covenant people. But you know, you sitting down here, you have a higher and a better covenant backing you.
Now, apama ekrom eye papa a ediwachi anata wachi.
You see, let me tell you something.
Mamika bibinjiro.
Sometimes when I say this thing, when I finish, I feel very bad.
Mamika insemiti sia biwe na pe me think a papa yi.
Because as much as I don't want to talk about myself.
Me pesa meka safa me ho.
You see, you don't know why I am bold. One day I said something here and Mama Tema spoke to me. I said, okay. I said that everyone here can leave me. Within a short time, this place will be free again. Oh, it has happened to me before. When we were the wooden structure, how many people haven't left me? How many people haven't left me? People came to make covenant. People made a vow. Is it a vow? They vow. I swear, I will not leave you. But they left. They left. One day, 12 families left the church. The day we broke the ground for here, for this project, 20, I said, did I say 12? 20 families left.
I said, that you to two,
it will shake you.
I said, ever say, ever was so.
If I say it will not shake you,
now,
it's a lie. Look, some people have left me. And that night I had an all night.
And I don't know.
I don't know how I'm going to survive. But do you know something? After some time, the place is filled again. And even with better people. Today, look at those of you sitting here. You are 100 times better than those who left. I am telling you, you are 100 times better. The things God is using you to do in my life now, those people couldn't do it. Do you know why? Because I have a covenant. I have an altar that is backing me. And so no matter what happens, I will never lose. I always win. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not the only one, but you sitting down here, the same altar and covenant that is backing me is also backing you. I say it's also backing you. 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 For if you are clapping, clap for Jesus. For 29 years now, since I've been here, have you heard any Muslim, have you heard them raising a hand against any of our members?
Oh,
they have fought our project. They go and organize. But all that they can do is to stand there and talk. And speak, their language. Listen to me. There is a covenant. There is an altar that is back in this house. No hand can be lifted. And let me tell you, when you don't know, that's when the devil will attack you. But when you know, and you are bold, and you are standing, the devil will tell the Charlie, don't let us waste time. Don't let us waste our energy. Tonight, we are going to lift the cap. In this cup, we are engaging the four spirits to go throughout the earth. All the powers that are delaying us, powers that are fighting us, they should go throughout the earth. They should crush them. And every blessing of ours that is being detained, they should release them for the Holy Spirit to manifest them. Let me tell you, you shouldn't just stay there and say you have an altar or a covenant back. It has you. Ask God, what is my responsibility? That is why I can stop death. And I can also allow death. Oh, I've come to see people off. Myself, my wife, we look at each other. What do you think?
What do you say?
Oma is causing too much trouble now.
Oh,
let Oma go and rest.
Ma, Akokrano, call home you.
That was what you said before my father. We left there 4 days. Oma was gone. After doing that to my father, we went to do it to the mother also.
Because
if you help me to see my father off, I must also help you to see your mother. I must also help you to see your mother. We look at the mother, she was suffering. We look at each other and say, how now? The way we agree with my father, do we agree right now? In the same way, we have looked at some people and said, this one cannot go. You can't go now. Why? Because we know the altar. We know the covenant backing us. And you must know how to service your altar. The things you do that please God. There are many things we do that nobody knows. Now I'm careful how to say some things. Because sometimes when you are saying things to encourage people to do those things, people will think that you have. People will think that it is because you have.
And I'm saying, won't it?
No.
And yes, sir.
It is because it's a covenant.
And yes, sir.
It's a covenant. That is my responsibility.
When you masudie,
let me tell you.
I see one country.
Open to Matthew chapter 6. I want to show you.
Matthew
chapter 6.
18,
verse 4.
Tijemu 9.
Verse 6.
Tijemu 6.
And verse 8.
Any tijemu oje.
Things you do in secret.
Niema uye no kukuemu no.
They obtain more blessings than things you do in the open. Things you do in the secret for the church and for people, for your pastor. You see, once you are not publicized, if your pastor publicizes it or anybody, it is not your problem. What does it say? Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew,
are the media here with me?
Media for more, Hana, more than to a video. So
they can't find Matthew 6, eh? Matthew 6, verse 4. Okay, they are giving it. Oh, no, it is still not there. I think the machines are getting frozen, they are having challenges, eh? Okay, Matthew chapter 6,
yes, come.
Verse 4. So that your giving may be in secret. Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Did you see there? Your giving should be in secret. Because there is a father who sees in secret. And will reward you. Then when you go to verse number 6. Your spiritual activity must also be in secret. But when you pray, go into your room. Close the door. And pray to your father who is unseen. Then your father who sees what is done in secret. What is all done. Down in secret will reward you. Jump to verse 8. Do not be like them. For your father knows what you need before you ask him. Do not be like them. For your father knows what you need before you ask him. You know, God sees in secret. Before God, there is nothing you do that goes unrewarded. Especially when it is coming from your heart. I am telling you, God rewards. The altar rewards. The covenant rewards. Shall we rise right now? Say, Lord,
I said, Radie,
we are about to engage the covenant. Please sit down 1 second. Before we go to John chapter 10. Give me John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. John chapter 10, verse 28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. If it is your back, underline never. Never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
29.
My father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my father's hand. That is you. I said, that is you. I said, this is the covenant that is backing you. This is the altar that is backing you. And when you go to John chapter 6, verse 37,
to 39,
John chapter 6, all those the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. 39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose. Is it loss or lose? I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. I shall not lose them.
Now,
say, Jesus will never lose me.
Yes.
Say, no power can take me from the hands of Jesus. Say, every blessing that Christ has paid for me must come to me. It must locate
me.
Shall we rise up right now? Let the ushers lead you. Start coming to pick the communion straight. Le papa la kata kabara kata kabadi talabasha kata. Le papa italabasha kabara kata kabaya. Le papa la kata kabai talabasha kabara kata kabaya. Le papa la kata kabaya kata. Where is Pastor Roger to help you? Le papa la kata kabai talabaya kata kabaya. Barra kata kabai talabasha kata kabaya kata kabaya. Li papa papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata.
Branda ya baba. Ia le bole ketele bosia kata la baba. Ia nirima kabrandoro bobo. Ya baba ya balaba. Ia nirima kabranda ra baba. Le broko toro bosi niriba kabrande re baba. Ile bre kabala branda ra baba. Le bre kata la basanda ra baba. Rakaba le broko toro bobo. Makaya brande re baba.
Some of you are not married. You are picking two. Just begin to speak in tongues right now. Rikete, if you can speak in tongues. La papa rakatakaba. Li papa rakatakaba. Itala baba. Ila baba itala baka rabasha takaba yakata. Ila brakatakaba itala basha. La papa lakarabasha takaba yakata. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those who are online, and you can do it, you can also follow us. This is the blessing of in-house program. I want you to understand that what happened on the 7th October in Israel when the Hamas invaded Gaza, let me tell you, it has changed Christianity and the world system forever.
Forever.
It has changed. Look, the war that is going on there is not only physical war. It is also spiritual war. Thank God that this thing is happening within our 100 days. Do you know that I plan to end these 100 days on the 70th day? Who did I tell?
You didn't tell, but
I didn't tell.
I also realized that you want to show
yes,
the
I
thing.
Was going to catch it. I was going to end it on the 70th day. I was going to end it. I was just going to stand there and say, congratulations. We have done well.
My idea, pa.
God bless you. We have ended it. That was what I was going to do. But the Holy Spirit didn't allow me. Not knowing that something is going to happen. Let me tell you. If churches are sensitive, churches should organize prayer now. They should stop every conference, every seminar, whatever. Just organize prayer now. Because in the spiritual realm, this is the time. I'm telling you, if we don't fight now,
so one could sabria.
Look, God himself is fighting for his people. I believe Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7 is what is working now. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest. And give him no rest. Say, my Father in heaven, we lift this cup to arouse the four angels that stand in your presence in heaven to go into action against the enemy, the enemy of our souls,
the
enemy of our dreams,
the
enemy of our destiny,
the
enemy of our testimony,
the
enemy of our prophetic word, the enemy behind and yielding battles and ceasing battles, the enemy behind every delay, the enemies in the house, the enemies outside the house, the enemy in the atmosphere, the enemy in the environment. We lift
this cup
and we engage the covenant. We lift
this cup
and engage the covenant. We lift
this cup
and engage the covenant. We lift
this cup
and engage the covenant. We lift this cup
and
engage the covenant
to arouse
the four spirits,
the four angels
that stand in your presence
to
go throughout the earth and locate the enemy, locate the strongholds, locate the enemy. Locate the strongholds.
Locate
the enemies.
Locate
satanic altars. Locate demonic altars.
Locate
satanic
covenants.
And go into action.
And
go into action.
And
go into action.
And
go into action. By this cup, we arouse the anger of God.
We arouse
the vengeance of God.
Against the enemy
that is standing
against us,
against the enemy
that
is blocking
the manifestation
of our dreams,
of our destiny,
of our testimony, of our prophetic word,
against the enemy
that has taken a covenant
never to see us
rejoicing.
We
lift this cup.
We
lift
this cup
to arouse
the four spirits,
the four angels,
to locate the enemy
throughout the earth,
to locate the enemy
at the borders,
at the borders,
at the borders,
at the borders,
at the borders
of our nations,
of our cities,
of our lives,
of our marriages,
of our homes,
of our dreams,
of our destinies.
We lift this cup
and
engage
the covenant.
We lift this cup
and
engage
the covenant.
We lift this cup
and engage
the covenant
to arouse
your four angels,
your four
spirits. Let them go out now.
Let
them begin to take action now. Let them take action now
on
my behalf. Let the four angels
begin
the action right now.
Begin
the action right now. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer.
Let the four angels begin the action now.
Begin the action now.
Begin the action now.
Begin
the action now.
Begin the action now.
Let the four angels
take the action now.
Begin the action now.
Begin
the action now.
Begin the action now.
Begin the action now.
Take the action.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I lift this cup.
I lift this cup.
And engage the covenant.
And engage the covenant.
To arouse.
To arouse.
The four angels.
The four angels.
The four spirits.
The four spirits.
Who stand in your presence.
Who stand in your presence.
To go out.
To go out.
The whole earth.
The whole earth.
On my behalf.
On my behalf.
On behalf of my dream.
On behalf of my dream.
On behalf of my destiny.
On behalf of my destiny.
On behalf of my testimony.
On behalf of my
on behalf of my prophetic word,
on behalf of my dream,
on behalf of my destiny,
on behalf of my prophetic
word, on behalf of the promises that you have made unto me, on behalf of their fulfillment, let the angels go into action right now. Go into action right now. On my behalf, let them go into action by this cup, by this covenant. Let the angel going to ashes, going to ashes, going to ashes. Carry on the prayer, going to ashes, going to ashes, going to ashes, going to ashes, going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going
to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes, going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes,
going to ashes, going to ashes, going going to action on my behalf.
Going to action
on my behalf.
Going to action.
Today, tomorrow, and Friday, we are praying only three prayer points. You yourself,
one,
we are lifting this cup and engaging the covenant to arouse
sorry,
and awaken the four mighty angels. They are in charge of the four corners of the earth.
One hour here, as I say,
to go into action on our behalf. The next one. To go into action on behalf of the church, on behalf of the I Am temple,
Amen.
On behalf of the project.
Amen.
Number three, to go into action on behalf of all believers in Israel.
Amen.
And even the believers among the Hamas, there are some who are Christians. Those who believe in Christ. Not those who reject Christ. Those who reject Christ. During this time. They should be convicted. To know that. Jesus is alive. Now we want to lift the cup. To arouse the angels of God to go into action on behalf of the I Am temple. Say the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We lift the cup.
We lift the cup
and engage the covenant.
And engage the covenant
to arouse,
to arouse,
to awaken,
to awaken
the four spirits of God,
the four spirit of God,
the four angels of God,
the four angels
to go into action,
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 go into action
on behalf of the I Am temple.
Of the I Am
project,
the I Am
temple,
of the I Am
temple,
for a sudden completion,
a quick completion, carry that prayer right now,
we leave the cow,
Now Israel.
Sabre Edo Israel. So
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We lift this cup.
We lift this cup
and engage the covenant.
And engage the covenant.
To arouse.
To arouse.
To awaken.
To awaken.
The four spirits.
The four spirits.
The four angels.
The four angels.
The four powers.
The four powers.
Of the heavens.
Of the heavens.
Into action.
Into action.
Into action.
Into action.
Against the enemy.
Against the enemy.
Of your people.
Of your people.
Against the enemy.
Against the enemy.
Of your people.
Of your people.
Of your chosen people.
Of your chosen people.
Of your chosen race.
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 Against the enemy.
Against the enemy.
That this camp will fight for them,
will fight for them,
will fight for them,
will fight for them,
will protect them,
will protect them,
will defend them,
will defend them,
even those who don't believe in you,
who don't believe in you.
As we leave this camp,
as we leave this camp,
whatever that is happening there,
whatever that is happening,
let them be convicted,
let them be convicted,
let them be convicted,
let them be convicted
to believe in Jesus,
to believe in Jesus.
Let your angels,
let your angels
take over the battle,
take over the battle.
In Israel right now,
Israel right
let
now.
The four angels,
let the four angels
take over, take over,
take over,
take over, take over, take over,
take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, Through this cup, Lord, come and glorify your name. As we lift this cup, Lord, come and manifest yourself, oh Lord. Send your angels of God all over the nation. Glorify your church, oh God. Glorify believers, wherever they are. Glorify your name, oh God, in the midst of the church, in the life of your people, oh God, wherever they are, all over the globe, oh Lord.
Now, oh my soul, your best soul.
Just wait there. When you go to Genesis 15, when I read that portion, something happens to me. God should remember this cup and visit you. God should remember this cup and remember your tears.
Amen.
God should remember this cup and turn your situations around. God should watch this cup and end your delays and end your captivity. We want to read this scripture and sing that song one or twice, and then we take the communion. Genesis chapter 15. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham, I am your shield, your very great reward. Do you know why this word came? Do not be afraid. God saw that there was fear in Abraham. Time was going.
Every echo.
Age was going. Even though Abraham believes God, God saw that the human part of Abraham was coming out. Abraham became afraid.
Abraham is true.
But he can't do anything. If he doesn't know and express the fear, he doesn't know what God will do. So God said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Abraham,
be afraid.
I am your shield and your great reward. Continue verse 2. What did Abraham say? But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? You know the meaning of this. Since my years are going, and the one who inherits my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteous. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. Verse 8. But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? Verse 9. So the Lord said to him, bring me a high fat. This way the covenant came. This was where God entered into covenant with
Abraham.
From this place going, it was a covenant. May God remember this cup.
Amen.
I say God should remember this cup.
Amen.
God should remember what Jesus has gone through for you.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Remember this cup.
Remember this cup.
Remember what Jesus has gone through for me.
Remember the payment that Jesus has made for me.
To deliver unto me. What I desire. My expectation.
My expectation.
My dream.
My dream.
God's promises.
My testimony.
Oh Lord. Remember this cup.
Remember this cup.
Remember this car.
Remember this car.
Remember this car.
Remember this car.
Remember the covenant.
Remember the covenant.
Remember the cross.
Remember the cross.
Change my story now.
Change my story now.
Send your angels.
Send your angels.
Your false spirit.
Your false spirit.
To the four corners of the earth.
To the four corners of the earth.
To locate.
To locate.
Any blessing of mine.
Any blessing of mine.
Being detained.
Being detained.
Being kept.
Anywhere.
Locate and release them.
Locate and release them.
And let the Holy Spirit,
begin
to manifest them. Let the false spirit, go throughout the earth.
Go throughout the earth.
To locate.
To locate.
Evil altars.
Evil altars.
Evil covenants.
Evil covenants.
Where my name has been sent.
Where my name has been sent.
Where my picture has been sent.
Where my picture has
been sent. Where anything of mine has been sent.
Where anything of mine has
been sent. So that I can never make it.
So that I can never make it.
Let the four angels.
Let the four angels.
Locate those areas.
Locate those areas.
Locate those areas.
Locate those areas.
Destroy those evil altars.
Destroy those evil altars.
Destroy those evil covenants.
Destroy those evil covenants.
Destroy the enemies.
Destroy the enemies.
And deliver unto me,
and deliver unto me
the promises of God,
the promises of God,
the prophecies of God,
the promises of God.
Let the Oh Father in heaven.
Oh Father in heaven.
Remember this covenant.
Remember this covenant.
And remember your covenant.
And remember your covenant.
With Abraham.
With Abraham.
Concerning the Israelites.
Concerning the Israelites.
Deliver them.
Lord, deliver them.
Lord, deliver them.
Lord, deliver them.
By your covenant.
By your covenant.
Deliver them, O God.
Deliver them, O God.
Deliver them, O God.
Deliver them,
O God.
Deliver them,
by your covenant.
By your covenant.
In addition,
all
those who call on the name of the Lord.
All those who call on the name of the Lord.
In Israel.
In Gaza.
In Lebanon. Those who call the name of the Lord.
Those who call the name of the Lord.
Remember this covenant.
Remember this covenant.
And protect them.
And deliver them.
And deliver them.
And deliver them.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Remember this covenant.
Remember this altar.
And visit the I am project.
The I am project.
The I am project.
The I am project.
The I am temple.
The I am temple.
I want you to personally say something to God right now. You may have a personal need. Lord, remember this covenant.
Ah, Jesus.
And terminate every delay.
Like
Abraham, oh Lord. Sometimes fear enters into me, oh Lord. Remember the pain of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Remember this covenant. Remember and deliver me from anxiety. Visit my area of delay. Visit every fear. Visit anything that is causing delay in my life. Covenant to law. It is time for you to glorify your name.
Remember this car.
I eat the broken body to awaken the four spirits of God, the four angels of God who are in charge of the four corners of the earth, to take charge on my behalf, to take charge on my behalf, to take charge on my behalf by faith. Now, has everybody been saved? Is anyone who has not been saved? Everyone. If you are coming here for the first time, just say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I give my life to you. I want to serve you. Say by faith,
I say,
I eat the broken body. As I awaken,
sorry, no.
The four spirits of God, the four angels of God, to go throughout the earth on my behalf and restore unto me any blessing of mine that is being detained anywhere, that is being detained anywhere. My destiny helpers, any destiny helper, any blessing of mine that is being detained anywhere, any enemy, any evil altar, any evil covenant, anywhere in this world, anywhere on earth, let them locate, and let the Holy Spirit manifest it. Holy Spirit, it is your duty, it is your role to make it manifest, to make it tangible, to make it real. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we eat right now? As we drink the cup, now we have a scripture to really stand on to anoint our forehead. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Until we put a seal. Say, I lift this cup. As I lift this cup, and as I place the seal of the blood on myself, I awaken the four angels in charge of the four corners of the earth. I awaken them by this cup, by this covenant, to work on my behalf, to go throughout the earth on my behalf, to locate and to restore unto me every blessing of mine that the enemy has been withholding, that the enemy has been holding back. Any hand that is holding back, any principality, any border
any gateway to any nation where the enemies are patrolling and holding my things back, let those channels, let those gateways be liberated. Let my blessings be liberated. I lift this cup. I lift this cup for the Holy Spirit to manifest it now. By faith, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we drink right now? Whilst you anoint yourself, according to Revelation chapter 7 verse 3, do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Yes, place a seal right now. In the name of Jesus, whilst we drink the cup together. Domine Dieu, Jehovah, Nimoyam, Domine Dieu, Jehovah. Something has happened right now. Just thank the Lord. Bless the Lord right now. I say, just bless the Lord right now. Oh, Shakalaba Rabashata Kabaya. Holy
Karabashi,
Father
Lord.
Ibele Kabaya, Lokaba, Lira Toshka Rabashaba,
Thank you, Lord. Beloved, don't forget this.
Mama reviewing.
You have an eternal altar standing for you.
You have
an eternal covenant backing you. From today, never get discouraged. Never fear. Whichever situation you find yourself, arouse the altar. Arouse the covenant. Ask God to remember the covenant. To remember the altar. And tell yourself, I have a covenant. I have an altar that is backing me. And that covenant never fails.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.